Chairman, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's trial came to a dramatic and happy conclusion yesterday when it was discovered that Lum had settlement check not on funds held by agents of the peace, but on... And as a result, the case was dismissed. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and a very happy Lum back in the Jot'em Down store once more. Listen.
Abner, don't say nothing. Just let me stand here and look around at the store.
Oh.
It just seems so good to be back here again that I don't want to do nothing but enjoy it for a minute or two. Oh, Granny, it seems like I've been away from here for 5 years.
Well, it's been over 2 weeks.
Yeah, I thought for a while there I'd never see this place again.
Yeah, it sure looked that way. I thought sure you was headed straight for the penitentiary, Lum.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I don't need to worry about no more.
No,
I'm a free man, and I aim to stay that way.
Yeah, well, it's better, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never realized before just how much this store means to me.
You never, huh?
Of course, I reckon a feller never does realize that until he thinks he's going to lose something.
No.
Sometimes I'm going to make up an old lettered saying on that subject.
I wish you would. I'm getting tired of them old ones.
Yes, sir, Abner, it's got to where this store is practical part of me.
I love everything
in it. Hmm. That rocking chair over there and the stove. That old motto on the wall there.
Yeah, Aunt Charity Spears embroidered that herself.
Yeah, bless her heart. I believe I love every bucket of lard on that shelf there.
Love every pickle
in that pickle barrel. Every drop of cool oil in that can.
Well, that's a fine conglomeration. You sure worked up a peculiar appetite since you've been gone. It must be that city restaurant food you've been eating, Mom.
Well, I don't mean I'm going to eat all that stuff, silly. I just mean that all them things mean a lot to me now. Don't they affect you that way?
Well,
For instance, when you look at that can of coal oil, don't it mean something to you?
Well, yeah, it means there's a can of coal oil sitting there.
No, I mean something besides that, Abner.
Now, Lum, a can of coal oil is a can of coal oil. Just ain't nothing else you can make out of it, no matter how you look at it, and you can't fall in love with it.
Trouble with you, Abner, is you just ain't got no sentiments about such things.
Of course, I reckon you could put gasoline in it, call it a gasoline can, but that stuff's hard to get, Lum. You gotta have tickets first,
well,
you know what's ration.
Forget it, Abner. The point of this whole thing is that I'm just mighty glad to be back here again amongst my old surroundings.
Huh?
I ain't never gonna leave here again, neither.
Well, I'm glad you're back, Lum. Fact is, everybody in town is. You could tell that by the way they all turned out to meet you when you got back in town last night.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a to-do.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yes, sir, sure made me feel good to know I had so many friends.
Yeah, we practical had a big celebrate around here last night.
You know, I hate to admit this, Abner, but last night when everybody was shaking my hand and telling me how happy they was for me, I got a big lump in my throat, and I just couldn't keep from puddling up a couple of times.
Well, I never noticed that. I reckon I was too busy watching old Squire Skimp. He was strutting around, taking bows, showing off something wonderful.
Yeah, I understand Squire's going around town and taking credit for the whole trial.
Oh, he is.
Telling how he got me acquitted single-handed. When actually I was the one that got me out of it.
Yeah, but now, Squire done some awful good work for you, Lum. That long speech he gave to the jury is one of the best out loud talkings I ever sat under.
Well, yeah, we'll have to admit he done awful good on that.
Oh, he done
good. Yes, that out-capped any orating I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, he done it. All them nice things he's saying about you there. You know, I never even noticed you he's talking about till Grandpappy Spears told me.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't know that. All he was doing was just telling the truth about me.
He was?
Why, sure.
Well, he must have been exaggerating a lot then. Like.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't no such a thing. He was under-exaggerating, if anything. And I'm glad he done it, too, because you know how modest I am. He embarrasses me how good I am.
He embarrasses me, too.
But all that's over now, and here I am.
Yeah, here you are.
Right back where I belong. Granny, it sure seems good.
It sure does. It seems like old times again for some of you.
Yeah, You know, Abner, all I want to do for the rest of my life is just stay right here in this door, doing them little daily chores. Sacking up potatoes.
For the rest of your
marking
life?
Marking prices on the canned goods, sweeping the floor, dust the...
Do you do them things?
Why, sure, and I love it, too. Love it, love it.
Oh, right.
Oh, sir, that's just the way I want it to be.
Well,
no excitement, no tension. From now on, it's the simple life for me. The simple, down-to-earth.
I'm here.
Now on, if you ever hear me complaining about having daily tasks,
might have been.
I've been gone so long, I don't hardly recognize it no more. Forget what I did, Abner. Got to get to sweeping.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Here, Lom, it's for you.
Oh, dad blame it. Didn't even have a chance to get a good old broom.
Yeah, huh? Watch not to use it, Lom. I'll just hold it. Start to sweep the floor.
Yeah, back in the store again. Yeah, sure am. What happened to Tom?
He either changed or lost his reasoning.
I thought everybody knowed that by now. Well, here's how it was. Drove that 500 Grandpap's new forces of the people. Well, yeah, I reckon it's pretty smart of me, Earl, but I don't like to even think. All I'm going to do from now on is just live the simple life right here in the store.
With the good old broom.
Yes, sir, Earl, I tell you, it's a great feeling to be standing here again with my sleeves all rolled up and honest sweat rolling down my brow.
See nothing rolling down his brow.
Yeah, well, drop in any time, Earl. We'll more than likely find me back in the feed room hoisting sacks of flour and meal and feed around.
I just got that feed room straightened up.
Much obliged for them kind words, Earl. Proud to be back, too.
Leave everything sitting right there on the floor.
Thank you. All right, Earl, old boy. Goodbye. Yeah, let's see now. Where was I?
You was just getting ready to start swinging the good old broom, Lon.
Oh, yeah. Let me get my hands on that thing. Let me get the feel of it once more.
Once more?
I tell you, Abner, this is the life. From now on, work's going to be my main philosophy of life. When you come right down to it, a man can't have a better job than work.
Huh?
Say, I believe I just made up a new old lettered saying there. Yeah, better write that down before I get it.
Write it down.
Yeah, I want to be sure to recollect it.
Oh.
Yeah, you hold the broom for a minute, Abner, while I get a pencil and paper.
Well, just lean the good old broom up again the good old counter there. I ain't anxious to get my hands on it.
Now, how'd that go again now?
How'd what go?
That new old lettered saying I just made up.
No, me, I don't know. I ain't caught on to the old ones yet.
Oh, yeah, I know. A man can't have no better job than work.
If he does.
Grannies, that sounds good.
It does, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what does it mean?
Abner, don't ask me what it means. I've got all I can do just studying them up.
Oh, excuse me.
Explain them, too.
No, I'm sorry.
Believe I'll get Aunt Charity Spears to embroider this up into a motto.
Oh, that'll be beautiful. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, be nice to have it hanging on the wall there.
Yeah, or to get three or four of them.
Look at it every morning when I come down to work.
Yeah, if you look at it long enough, you might be able to figure out what it means, Lom.
Yes, sir, I really got the right slants on living now, Abner. Let's see, whereabouts is that broom at?
It's right there beside you where you set the good old thing there.
Oh, yeah, let me get my strong, sinewy hands wrapped around the handle here. Wait, I believe that was our ring. Take the broom for a second, Abner.
Well, I'd rather get the phone, Lon.
I'll get it. I'm standing right here by it. Silly. Hello, Jotham down store and library. Just plain Lum talking.
I believe I let him out of that cell too quick.
Oh, how are you, Ed? Yeah, I missed you to celebrate last night. My homecoming.
His head bones never knit straight, I know.
Oh, you bet your life I'm happy to be back.
Better take off my coat and get ready to work.
I tell you, Ed, I'm sticking right here for the rest of my life. Doing manual labor with my own hands.
Take him rest of life, get this door swept.
Yeah, I suppose I am liable to overdo. That's the way I generally do, but... You know me.
Yeah, I know you, too.
Well, it's just like I've always said, Ed. A man can't have no better job than work. Yeah, that's the only way to live. Simple and rugged.
Well, he can talk about it. Good.
Well, I tell you, Ed, I'm clean up to my neck in hard work right now, and I love it. Oh, yeah, the dust is flying in here. Something wonderful.
Plenty of dust in here, but it ain't flying that I can see.
Yeah, well, if I ever get caught up here, I'll drop into the drugstore and chat with you.
The dust he's got up where he sat down that chair all morning.
Yeah, well, glad you called, Ed. Goodbye.
You done talking now, Lon?
Yeah, sure.
Well, here's a wonderful old broom, then. I'm getting tired of holding it for you.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute, though. Maybe you better take it for a while, Abner.
For a while?
Yeah, and when you get done sweeping out in here, dust off the counters and get them cobwebs off in the ceiling there, and then stack them canned tomatoes up on the upper shelf there and empty out that old cracker barrel.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. What are you going to do?
Me? Well, I got to go home and rest.
Rest?
Why, sure. This manual labor I've been doing all morning is hard on a feller. Granted, I've worked myself to a frazzle. Worked to a frazzle.